This is Voices of Lancashire, a podcast about migrants who live in Lancashire and made their home here. I am your host, Lara Mumesso. I live in Lancashire and I am an Italian migrant myself. Voices of Lancashire is born out of my personal experience, which I am sure is shared by many other immigrants. How many times have people asked us the question, "Where are you from?" And how many times have the same people made assumptions about who we are and what we do here, precisely because of our nationality? Assumptions that do not necessarily correspond to our life stories. Out of this experience, I decided to create Voices of Lancashire, a space where migrants who live in Lancashire talk about their life stories, why and how they moved to Lancashire, their impressions of this part of the world, their ambitions and their everyday life experiences in a place that has become their permanent or temporary home. For this first series, Voices of Lancashire will consist of 12 episodes published fortnightly, each with an immigrant living in one of Lancashire County districts. If you are an immigrant interested to know more about the experiences of other fellow immigrants, or a local interested to know more about the life experiences of your new neighbors, this podcast is definitely for you. Follow me. Hi, everyone. Today's episode is with Ihor, Ukrainian migrant who arrived in Lancashire, specifically in Chorley, with a sponsor visa in December 2022. I met Ihor in a restaurant in Chorley, where he works as a waiter, though this is just one of the many aspects of his busy life. Ihor is just 19 years old now, and he will have some stories to tell us about his life as a Chorley lad. Thank you so much, Ihor, for being with us today.
Hiya. Yes, not a problem at all. I'm very glad to help you, to join you, and to tell you my story.
Thank you so much. Ihor, you are from Ukraine. And when we mentioned Ukraine in the last couple of years, there is a specific narrative that immediately comes to our mind linked to the current war, the atrocities linked to that, and also escape as a consequence of this war. So we are talking also about many Ukrainian refugees being hosted in the UK. I guess the account that you will share with us today might confirm some of our expectation, imagination, and knowledge about your country, but it also might challenge some of our knowledge. So the first question I want to ask you is, why and when did you leave Ukraine and how eventually you ended up in Chorley?
So my story started at 7th of September when I left my city when I used to live for about 17 years. It's Kozyatyn. We will talk about it a bit later. So I left it when I was 17 at 7th of September. It was basically 2 weeks before my 18 years old. And how probably you know, all the male person from Ukraine who is over 18, they can't leave Ukraine anymore as they are allowed to join the army. So I decided to leave it. I want to build my future, and I'm not a person who would like to fight and join the war. I'm trying to help my country in the ways as I can. I do donations, I'm sending money and reposting useful information. But now I'm here. So I left Ukraine 7th of September. I haven't visa at that time, but I had an idea to get this visa. I came to the Czech Republic. It's neighbor country to Ukraine through Slovakia. And there I lived for about 2 months. And while I was living there, I get my visa. And after that, I came to the Germany to meet my friend who is living there. And after that, I came to UK.
Can I ask you a question? You said that indeed you left because if you waited any longer, you would be obliged to stay in the country during a war time. I guess that you left behind your friends, but also your family, a part of your family, right? And I just wonder, how does it feel to leave your country, family, friends in a moment like that?
Everything was very spontaneous because I found the way to leave Ukraine like a week before I left it. So it was very spontaneous. I spent my last week with my family. I met my friends, said goodbye. And also, I wasn't really sure that I will leave Ukraine because, as I said, there was 2 weeks before my 18 years old. And there was a chance that on a border with Ukraine and Slovakia, our workers on the border, there was a chance that they can say that I'm not allowed to leave Ukraine as I'm nearly 18. So it was very mixed feelings. I wasn't, as I said, I wasn't sure that I will leave it. I will leave Ukraine. So, but no, as I said, it was very spontaneous and I didn't really remember those periods because it was very, everything was very fast and very, a lot of things happened.
So I guess that indeed, because you were not even sure you could pass the border, how did you feel once you managed to pass it?
It was very nice feeling because it was my goal, first of all, because it was success. I left Ukraine. I came to the European country, Slovakia, a very nice country. I just called my parents and they said, yes, I left Ukraine. I'm here. And the first thing that I thought at that time that I will not see my parents and my family for a very long time, because as I left Ukraine, I can't come back until the war will finish.
And you've been in contact with them regularly, I guess.
I still to be in contact with them. We have video calls nearly every 2 days. And yeah, we keep in touch. And with my friends as well. I always messaging with my friends, chatting with my friends, and trying to keep contact with all of them.
And there is another question linked again to the fact that you left because you decided to leave. You were just 17 years old. And I guess if you asked a few years before, would you leave your country as soon as you are 18? Maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure it was part of your goals. So were you scared at that point to leave your home? What kind of feelings, not be necessarily linked to your home, but also the fact that you were leaving your country, you were going to a place where you didn't know the language, maybe the people, you were very young.
I can't say that I was very scared because last about 3 years in Ukraine, I was trying to be a kind of like independent. I was trying to get money on my own. Also, I was studying in a university, so I lived in another city without my parents for about a year, year and a half as well. And also, all of my life, I was looking for challenges, was trying to solve them, to solve my problems. And I can't say that I was very scared, but I was a bit nervous because, yeah, as you said, it's absolutely another country, absolutely another language, another people. You know, the mental debt. But as I found, there are nothing scary in it. There are around a lot of nice people who always can help you, who are always happy to support you. And yeah, it wasn't very problematic and nervous for me.
And if I understand correctly, you moved from your town to some family friends, right? Once you went to Czech Republic.
Yes. I haven't said that my mom is primary school teacher currently. As primary school teacher, she's very close with her students' parents. And one of the families who my mom used to teach, they left Ukraine at the start of the war. And they messaged her September and said that we can help your son to leave Ukraine and we can help him with a place in the Czech Republic. So yeah, when I left Ukraine, I came to Czech Republic and I lived with those lady at the same hostel for 2 months. I'm very thankful to her. She really helped me because I haven't any places in Europe to go except of my home. So yeah, she really helped me.
And then you ended up in Germany.
I can't say that I ended up because I came there only to meet my friend for 2 weeks. At the same time, I met my sponsors there. So my sponsors, I'm in UK by my sponsor's visa, which means that I have kind of like step family who is very nice people, who is helping me, who is supporting me, is everything what I'm doing. Before, I can't even think that there are, could be as kind and as generous people as they are, because they sharing with me their house, the home that they built for a long time. Yeah, I met them in Germany at the end of my meeting with my friend who was living there. And after, we flew to the UK. And now I'm here.
How did you get in contact with them in the first place?
So my friend Daria, or Dasha, she's living in UK now as well. Firstly, she's from my home city, from Kozyatyn. She's from there as well. And she left Ukraine at the start of the war by the same visa, by the sponsor's visa. After, she just messaged me like, if you're not 18 years old, basically you can leave Ukraine. So if you want, I can help you to find sponsors for you, as I already done it. And I was like, yes, I would like to try it. And firstly, my parents, they said, yeah, you can do that. Because firstly, they thought that I'm kidding, I'm joking, and I won't get it. But at the finish, I got this visa, and yeah, I left Ukraine. So yeah, my friend Dasha, who is here, who I'm very thankful to, she's helped me, and she showed me the way to get there.
I see. So what have you left back in Kozyatyn?
First of all, I left my home. I used to live there for about 17 years. For 17 years, yeah, I left my family, I left my friends, I left my motherland, yeah, all of my friends, my school, my university that I used to study in. Now I'm not studying that university as I'm not in Ukraine and it's impossible, but I'm not really worried about it because I'm going to the college here and I'm planning to continue my studying in the United Kingdom as well, in England, in the future. So yeah, I'm not regretting, and I think that everything will be fine.
What were you studying?
In Ukraine, I was studying for food technology in university. I always was have a keen on cooking. I like cooking. And yeah, I decided to go to university and try to study for something connected with cooking.
You said that here, what are you studying at the college?
I'm studying business and IT, but in the future, I planning to change my emploi and try something different in university, because basically I'm going to college to improve my academical English and to make my life in university easier and much more successful.
You're working also in a restaurant in Chorlin at the moment, so I guess there's a lot of connection also with that, no?
It helps me, yes, because customers ask us about allergies or food intolerances. I'm as kind of like food technology student, know a bit about it, so yeah, I can help them.
Yes. So just another question about your life back in Kozyatyn, because you did experience the war, or at least your country in a condition of war for some time. So I just wanted to ask you, what is your experience of this war and how did it impact your life and your dreams as a teenager?
So nearly 2 years ago, 21st of February, probably it was Thursday, I was in university. I was in my university hostel, like campus. I was there and it was just 23rd of February. It was absolutely plain evening. I spent it with my friends in a hostel after I gone to sleep. And next morning, I woke up at 6 in the morning because there was absolutely house in our hostel in campus because there was absolutely massive queue on a petrol station near our hostel. There was plenty of news about explosions, about start of the war. It's absolutely horrible morning. Everyone was absolutely scared. It was at first time for every one of us, situation like that. There was lots of alarms. It was very loud. It was very scary, as I said. There was few explosions in our city, in which one I used to be at that time. Also, a train's home. I messaged my parents. They was at home, but they were at home. And they asked me how I going to get home as well. And I said, I don't know, because most of the transport was canceled, like trains, buses. But after I found a way to get home. And yeah, it was very, as I said, spontaneous. Nobody expected it. And it was very scary.
And so from the day after, also in terms of your dreams, your plans of your life, I think it disrupted the country, but it also disrupted the single life of individuals, no?
Yes, of course, because all the studying I was cancelled for the next few months, and it's still to be distance studying, which is how we know the level of our distance studying are not very good all over the world. We found it while the COVID. Of course, post-war country are not the best place to live, to build your future as well. That is mostly the reason why I left Ukraine, because I want to build a nice fundament of my future family. So yeah, now I'm here, I'm trying to do that. But at the same time, I'm trying to help to my country to win this war, to protect our lands. I'm trying to send donations. And as I said, I'm trying to post right news and right information to the world.
Yeah. What were your dreams? What did you want to do or become just before the war started?
First of all, I have never been abroad. I never left Ukraine before the war. I was wondering about how the world looks like. I would like to travel a lot. Of course, I had a dream to travel all over the world. I had a dream to get business, because my father doing business, and I was looking up for him, and I had a dream to follow him, to follow his path, to open my own business, maybe something connected with food technologies, as I was studying for that. I always loved sport. Maybe I would like to be a not professional sportsman, but successful sportsman.
What kind of sport?
I'm doing football and I'm doing volleyball. I'm playing football just with my friends, with my mates, who I found here in England. And what about volleyball? I'm playing in a local team in Preston. A very nice collective, very nice team, very nice people.
That's nice. And now I'll ask you a little bit about your life as you arrived here in the UK. So you are in Chorley and you have been here for about 1 year. So can you describe, first of all, Chorley from the perspective of a teenager? How was your life when you just arrived here and how it has changed during the time you've been here?
Yeah, it has changed massively. So when I just came to UK, my first probably few months was very strange and very difficult, because I don't know what to do. It's absolutely new country. New city. Also, I should say that Chorley is not as big as Manchester or Liverpool, for example. So it's not really a lot of entertainment here. And I was just first few months, I was just going to center of the Chorley and just hanging around the center of the city. It wasn't very funny, but it was only one thing that I can do here, because everything's very new and very strange for me. But now it changed massively. Now I can find a few hours per day just have rest, as I'm doing. I'm going to college, I'm working, I'm trying to work hard, I'm going to get provisional license, driving license, to buy my own car. So I'm trying to collect some money for that. Also, I'm going to the gym. Now it became a big part of my life, because I get my personal coach. I'm doing it for last year, and I'm trying to be healthy. And as I said, football, volleyball, I found a lot of things what to do here, and I'm very happy about it, because it feels like I'm doing something right, that I'm not just laying in my room watching films. I'm doing something, I'm improving myself, I'm developing myself, my skills, and it feels right.
And what made this change in your life? Is there anything that happened or someone you met? Sometimes it's just a little thing that changed completely our life.
I'm very thankful to my sponsors. They helped me with everything. Like my sponsors, they found Preston Volleyball Club for me. So they found it in Facebook. They lifted me everywhere, giving me a lift everywhere. So first few months, until I found friends in this city, they was giving me a lift to the sessions. After I lived back, the same as with football, I used to play for local football team, and my sponsor, he was giving me a lift to the session. And while I was playing, as it was far from our city, from Chorley, he just had an opportunity to come home and after come back to bring me back. So he just was walking around with dog for that hour while I was training. And after, we was coming home, and it was for a few months he was doing that, which I'm very thankful for that. Also, with my college, English education system are very new for me. It's something unusual, so they found a lot of information about it. They became my second parents. I'm not scared to say that. They're my friends at the same time, and they helped me with everything, and they supported me. Yeah, ever since I start, they helped me.
So the sponsor family was actually the people who really helped you to, in some way, integrate.
Yes, absolutely.
How do you feel towards them, towards this family?
Our relationship are very warm. As I said, very friendly. I feel absolutely free here. Absolutely, like, I'm not scared to do something new, to start something new. I'm sure that they will help me. At the same time, I want to say thank you to my own parents, because I was only 17 and they said, yes, we will let you go abroad on your own. And now I understand that it's really, as for parents, probably it's very scary. It's something very horrifying, but they done it and they let me to start build my future on my own. And now always they supported me. They saying me that, yeah, do that, try that. Don't be scared. So yeah. My two pairs of parents.
Iho, you just touched something that at least personally is very important, because I also left the support of my parents was something important, I think. So I want to ask from your perspective, how important is the support of your family in the decisions you make in your life? And in your case, the fact that you decided to leave your home.
Of course, supporting of your own family and friends, which is not less important, make massively difference. Family is something that is very close to you, that is very important for you, always. And their support, the most important thing, probably in starting in something new.
Were all your friends supportive?
Support from my parents and from my friends are very different, because it's different groups, different castes. My friends, they supported me by just having a chat with me, by just asking, how are you? How is my doing? I say I'm doing with them, because probably now I'm in a bit better situation than they are, because they are still to be in Ukraine, which is not very safe country now. Lots of them in a Kyiv, which is capital of Ukraine, which is probably the most damaged. And yeah, I'm trying to support them. I'm really worried about them, and probably I feel the same from their side.
Good. Now let's go back to your life here in the UK. You've been doing many things in 1 year. It looks like you got very acquainted with not just Chorley life, but also Preston. You mentioned the neighborhood and so on. So you've been doing many things, from work to apprenticeship to sports. What have you learned about British society through the things, the activities you've done? And did you have any preconceptions about British society before coming here, and how the experience of being here challenged this preconception or maybe reinforced them?
I can say that my being here really changed my opinion about local people, because from the first day when I started thinking about UK, when I found my sponsors, I get that people here are very kind and generous, as now I'm here mostly because of my sponsors. And yeah, as I work in the restaurant, I have a lot of chats and a lot of communication with people in the restaurant. As I'm a waiter, usually they ask me where is my accent from. And when I say that I'm from Ukraine, they're always very happy and they're, yeah, we are supporting you. They starting to ask me about my past, about my plans for future. Always it's very helpful for me, because I can have communication, which is very good for me, which is very good for my improving of my speaking skills. And yeah, people here are absolutely, absolutely nice. And I love England mansion tea in a restaurant. As I said, always people very welcoming and very happy to have a chat. I used to do hiking with my sponsors. And the same when you are walking around the hill, it feels like everyone around is your friend. Everyone is very chatty, very welcoming, always happy to say hi, how are you? Which is, was a bit unusual for me because it's not very popular in Slavic or post-Soviet countries.
Actually, I think you provide a very precise description of British society. It is very friendly. You go out, you go in a pub, and very often you end up talking to someone. When I arrived here from Germany, my experience was very different. In Germany, it's much more difficult to have these casual contacts, chats with people. It takes more time, which doesn't mean they're not friendly, simply a different way to link or to relate to strangers. Before coming here, did you have any preconception or stereotypes about British culture, society, or people?
Not really. About stereotypes, of course. Of course, as everyone, I knew that British people are allowed to drink tea, to have tea a few times a day. Of course, I knew about the weather. The weather here is always mostly it's rainy, foggy, which is not as bad, actually, as I thought. Sometimes the weather here are very lovely.
Give it time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This winter was a bit difficult, but in general, it's nice.
That's good. Actually, I don't think there are very much stereotypes. Tea drinking, the weather is quite, again, it's quite precise as a description. And when I just arrived here 7 years ago, I was like, oh, but the weather, you know, yeah, it rains a lot, but you always manage to see at least some sunshine at some point of the day, during the day. I have to admit that my colleagues used to tell me, Lara, give it some time, you will see. And I have to admit that now I'm a little bit less positive in the way I look at the weather, but that's another story. So my other question, you said that many people, when you tell them that you are from Ukraine, they are like kind of cheering you up, or anyway, they have positive reactions. So can I ask you, what do British people know about Ukraine? And does it reflect the world you know, the world you come from?
So what I found from the communication with people in a restaurant or everywhere else, that people know probably enough information that they get from the news close to the reality, which is very nice. At the same time, people here, as I said, it's very, very friendly and very supportive nation. Some people are very touched about all this situation and they're trying to help to Ukraine, not less as Ukrainians doing it. I can't just say as how grateful I am for that, because it's really something very generous and something very nice. And yeah, so as you asked, information that that British people get very close to the reality.
Okay. I can ask you, because before you mentioned a couple of times that one of your responsibilities towards your country is to post information, and you said correct information about what's happening. So what do you mean with that? And what kind of information do you post? Or what do you need to correct with regard to what we know?
So currently in the internet, you can find lots of fake and wrong information, which is for change people's opinion about things. So yeah, now it's very important to check information before you posting it, because a lot of people posting wrong information, which just makes a very big difference and makes situation only worse and worse.
So you've been here for about 1 year. You are a young migrant in the UK. And as time passes, is there a challenge that you have difficulties to overcome?
As my sponsor says, every day is school day. So every day we have challenges. Personally, I have challenges every day as well, which I'm trying to solve I'm trying to get past them. But if you're talking about something very massive and big problem, the most difficult in my trip, it was start. It was first period when I left Ukraine. And as I said before, while I was in Czech Republic, I haven't my visa. I got it only at last week, because after I get it, I left Czech Republic straight away. But while I was there for first few months, I haven't imagination how my future will look like. As I haven't visa, I thought that I can end up in Czech Republic for next few months or years.
Can I ask you a question with regard to that? Because it's very important what you just said. I haven't imagination of what my future, of what my life would be. And this is a condition that is shared by many people who are not in control of their status or their movements even. So how does it feel when you have no imagination of what your future will be? What kind of feelings were shaping that moment of your life?
I can't say that it was something very horrible, as I was only 18. So I have whole future forward, and I really appreciate it. I'm really happy that I'm at that age, that I have a lot of different paths and a lot of different ways, and I can try all of them. I have enough time for that. But no, I can't say that it was something very horrific for me, because I used to work in Czech Republic. I had a job. I had a roof above my head. I had contact with my family. So it was enough for me. I felt not bad there.
Yeah, I see. Sometimes I think about many asylum seekers who are not allowed to work. They don't know if they can move from that country to the other one. They are like in a limbo. And very often, yeah, you described it in a precise way. I haven't imagination of what's next, and not being able to imagine what's next or what will be your life. Especially, you said I was just 18, but I think especially when you are a teenager, you are craving for, to do things, to experience, and not being able to do that might be harmful for an individual. But yes, as you said, you were in a relatively good position because you could work and be in contact with your family. And also it didn't last very long. So eventually you kind of got what you wanted or what you were looking for. Good. So just another couple of questions. Now you're here in the UK. I wonder, can you share with us what Kutsiatin or even Ukraine mean to you?
Home. First of all, it's home. It's my city where I grew up, where I met most of my friends, most of my contacts. It's my hobbies. Most of my hobbies are still to be in Ukraine. I loved it so much. I had friends in university. I had friends in my football session, in my volleyball session. And my little sister, who is a bit following me, she's playing volleyball as well. She started to go to the gym as well, not a long time ago, and really proud of her. So yeah, she's still to be in Ukraine. I can say that I haven't contacted her at all. We always chatting each other. Also, I saw my sister and my mom in Germany about half a year ago, as my mom and my sister and the female, they can leave Ukraine, but I haven't seen my father for a long time, which is very sad. I really miss him because my father gave to me a lot. My first job was in my father's hospital. His own business is few wet hospitals, wet shops, and my first job was right there. So yeah, I very miss him. I very miss my family, my grandma, both of my grandmas, both of my grandpas, and all of my friends.
What does your family mean to you? And I wonder, what do you mean to them?
It's probably a very simple question, because I mean to them in every family. I mean to them everything, and they means they everything for me. Family, the most important thing in our lives. I'm very worried about them. I'm very worried about all the situation in Ukraine. But I haven't thought Kozyatyn, the city where I grew up, and where is my family currently lives. It's a small city far away from border with Russia and closer to border with Moldova, which makes it kind of like safety. And also, it's not a big city because that is a very small city. And for the war, much more important cities like Dnipro, Kyiv, Kharkiv, which is very big cities. And mostly, Russia tried to bomb and damage big cities, but not small cities.
Yeah, so this gives a little bit of peace of mind, I would guess.
Yes.
And then the other question is, what does the UK or Chorley or whatever you are linked, you connect within the UK, what does it mean to you?
Probably I can say second home, because I spent here more than a year already. I like everything about this country. I like people here. I like nature here. I love nature here. I used to be in Lake District for a few times with my sponsors. It's absolutely wonderful and significant place. I love this country. Yeah, I love this country in general. And I can say it's second home for me now. I spent here a very big part of my life. So a year out of my 19 years old life, it's a big part.
Do you plan or think you would like to return to Ukraine eventually?
Yes, of course. After the finish of the war, I will go to Ukraine as soon as possible. Of course, I want to meet my family, my friends, my familiar places when I grew up. But after that, I will spend there for maybe a month, maybe 2 months. And after that, I would like to come back to UK, because now I can see my future here.
Okay, that's interesting. So in some way, you got an opportunity out of these broader circumstances that were not ideal, but it seems like you made the most out of it.
Yes, it pushed me massively.
Good. Is there anything else you would like to share with the audience? Remember, the audience can be other migrants, but also some other people from Lancashire or the UK.
I just want to say that don't be scared. Try to stay cool. Try to stay calm. Yeah, people here are very nice, as I said. And that is the most important thing in building new communication, new contacts, and as I said, future in general. So yeah, be confident in yourself and post right news and read right news.
That's important indeed. It is important also, as you said, to be confident. If you're confident about yourself, means that you can also trust people. I think it is very important to be aware of the people who are around us. Not everyone is nice in any country, in any place. But actually, I always tell the majority of people are actually nice and they want to help you if you need any help. So this is also my experience up to now, most of the times when I was out in places that were not my home or where I didn't know anyone and where I needed help. So I completely agree with your point. So Ihor, thank you so much. I think that with this, we can conclude today's interview. Thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing with us this very interesting story. And to our audience, see you at the next episode. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Ihor. Thank you so much.